This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Monthly premiums for health insurance plans through the Affordable Care Act are up about 25% in Illinois. The Sun-Times reports that's less than the 78% increase state officials originally had expected after the Trump administration let federal tax credits expire last year. Those credits help make coverage more affordable. Mustafa Alavi is medical director at Erie Evanston Skokie Health Center and says costly premiums could limit options for care.
I've seen patients who say it's not worth signing up for insurance. They will stay uninsured. But it is harder to get the right medical care without insurance, to see your specialist, to have care done at the hospital.
About 20,000 fewer Illinois residents bought insurance through the ACA marketplace this year than in 2025, a drop of about 4%. Governor Pritzker says lawmakers have to move expeditiously on a tax incentive plan to keep the Chicago Bears in Illinois. The measure would allow the team to negotiate reduced special payments and property tax assessment freezes for a multi-billion dollar stadium in suburban Arlington Heights. That plan passed out of the House this week. Governor Pritzker says it needs some work in the Senate.
If there is not true progress that gets made, if it isn't obvious to people that the Senate is moving in the right direction, I think that will make it challenging. But we're all working together. I think, you know, the Bears want to be in Illinois.
Pritzker says one of the sticking points in the bill for the Bears is a provision allowing municipalities to impose an amusement tax. It's not clear, though, if that would even apply to the Bears stadium. Meantime, the Bears are back at it tonight for the second and third rounds of the NFL draft. The Bears Thursday night selected safety Dylan Thienemann from Oregon with their first round pick. Bears general manager Ryan Poles says Thienemann checks all the Bears boxes and the team has the same high bar for players they'll pick tonight.
They have to play our style. They got to have the right makeup. All of that had to be there. If it wasn't there, you're off the board. There's some historical numbers that I have that makes me feel confident that there's going to be guys that we like still available to us.
The Bears, as of this recording, hold two picks during the second round, one pick in the third. But as has been the case in several of Ryan Poles' drafts since joining the Bears, they could be trading up or down positions. The draft will wrap up Saturday afternoon with rounds 4 through 7. Now, when the Bears picked Dylan Thienemann from the University of Oregon Thursday night for that first-round pick, my colleague Summer Van Benton got some fan reaction at the draft party going on at Soldier Field.
Dylan is going to be a fantastic addition to the Bears for the fact that a safety with sub-4.4 speed disrupts any defensive coordinator that we are going up against in relation to a deep threat.
I know very little about him other than what I've read. I'm not a big Oregon fan, but I know they had a great team this year, and from everything I've read, he's a solid pick.
He is a dog. Dylan, a straight ball hawk, all over the field. He knows how to get downhill. He knows how to recognize the run. I mean, Oregon made a good product, and now he's a Chicago Bear.
You heard from Randy Haynes, Mike Cirola, and David Pantoja. You're listening to The Rundown. Chef Rick Bayless and his restaurant, Frontera Grill, are a cornerstone of the Chicago dining scene. But these days, a new chef is shaping the restaurant's next era, and it centers around plants. My colleague Courtney Kippers recently spent time with Chef Javonica Jacobs as she prepared for lunch service.
I find Jacobs inside Frontera's dining room at the corner of Illinois and Clark Streets.
I start my day around 7:30. So I come in and the first thing we do is consolidate the walk-ins at Frontera because it is a beast and there's so many things. So we want to make sure.
For decades, this stretch has been home to Chef Rick Bayless's ever-growing culinary empire. Despite having a Michelin star, popular cookbooks, and successful grocery store products, Bayless is still looking to innovate. And Jacobs, a 29-year-old who grew up in rural Illinois, is helping to define Frontera's next era, with a specific focus on vegetables.
I always love plants. If I wasn't cooking, I would be like some way involved in plants.
On a menu with plenty of beef, pork, and chicken, a willingness to play with plants is part of what makes Jacobs unique, says Bayless.
I've been sort of pushing chefs here for a while to really do a deep dive into the vegetable side of Mexican cooking, but not too many of my chefs really sparked with it until Jovanica came on the scene. She just started coming up with some of the most incredible dishes. She's got one on the menu now that I don't know how we'll ever take it off.
Bayless is talking about the Camote Bravo, a white Mexican sweet potato dish that has been wildly popular.
She did it in a beautiful way that makes the texture of the flesh really creamy, but then this gorgeous glaze on the top and basically a creamy sauce underneath. I can't tell you how many times I've just had that for dinner because it's so good.
Jacob's first stop working in the Bayless universe was at the fast casual Shoko while she was still in culinary school.
I knocked on the doors of like 20 different restaurants and I just got no after no after no. And I was like, is this really for me? And at the time, there was a chef at Shoko who was looking for like a couple cooks. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to shoot my shot.
10 years later, Jacobs has steadily climbed the ranks. She became the youngest sous chef in Frontera history. Then last fall was promoted to co-chef.
I've written everyone their prep list, and right now Chava is making our agua del día, which is our like fresh water of the day. So it's going to be passion fruit and guava.
Her skills in the kitchen have started to earn wider recognition. She won the Food Network show Chopped, and locally, a Bonche Award for Rising Chef of the Year. But despite her success, Jacob said she doesn't see this job as a stepping stone.
I actually never wanted a restaurant of my own. I think restaurants are hard, and the consistency of everything is really hard, and I'm able to do that here.
Shortly before the doors open for lunch service, Bayless and Jacobs gather in the kitchen to test out some dishes that line cooks have prepared.
Some things like the enchiladas a la plaza, it's all about technique. So we're looking to make sure that the technique is right on that.
And?
It's okay.
The sauce is a little too thin.
A little too thin.
Yeah. So we're going to adjust that right now.
They agree. This sauce needs to be thicker. That's the thing. Even in a kitchen as well-oiled as this one, there are always improvements to be made. It's that pursuit that keeps Jacobs hungry.
We focus on creating a culture and creating consistency. You have to be quite humble, and I always take it as a learning experience.
There's plenty more innovating to do, but for right now, there are 42 covers and a lunch service to get through. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather, cloudy skies, high in the low 70s today, and then cloudy tonight with a low in the mid 40s. And the weekend, sunny and cooler, highs near 60 both Saturday and Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lobis. Thank you for listening.